Heard of you before. It's the unknown. Unknown. It's the unknown. Unknown preacher.
What's up, beautiful people? Unknown Preacher LA is me, Lonzo, aka LA, aka Mr. Nobody, trying to tell everybody about somebody who can save anybody. And who else is on?
It's your very own Mona.
Mona, how are you?
You know, well, I'm going to be honest with you. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna listen to the flow of the Holy Spirit first and foremost before I start. I just want to make an open confession.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. I want to make an open confession. And I want to repent before God and his people, because I'm a firm believer that, you know, we have to go before the Father pure. And so, you know, I was very angry today. You know, I was angry with my babies, my children. Yeah. And, you know, I had to give them the business, you know, for a lack of better words. And, you know, sometimes as parents, we can provoke our children, you know, and so the anger was definitely righteous.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because it was for a specific, reason. And I was within good right, but, you know, I believe that, you know, this could have been an assignment. The conversation that I had with them, you know, a little while ago, could have very well been an assignment to kind of knock me off, you know, my block because of what we're doing now. So I just wanted to, you know, confess that I did get angry, you know, and, you know, and just repent. If I hurt my children's feelings or if I said anything, you know, that I should not have said, you know, I just want to repent before you, God. And I'm very transparent, you know, with my dealings and the things that I deal with in my private life, you know, within reason, just because as ministers of the gospel of Jesus Christ, we have to be transparent. A lot of the times people feel like, you know, if you are, people try to be perfect, and perfection just, it does not exist. You know, there's nothing wrong with walking with the spirit of excellence, because that's what God wants for his servants. But perfection really is not it. You know, that's something that's a man-made term. You know what I mean? And it just doesn't get it, you know? So I just want to be pure in heart before we go forth, and before I want the opportunity really for the Holy Spirit to flow through me. And if I have any darkness that I'm struggling with, there's going to be a blockage. So I'm just putting it on the table. And God, I just thank you, because you are faithful to forgive when we do confess and we do repent. And so I just ask that you create in me a clean heart and renew the right spirit within me, because I recognize that this podcast, it is a ministry, and it is for your glory. And so as a partaker of what you're doing here, I want to make sure that I'm right in all my ways. So I just ask now, I decrease, and I ask that you increase in me. And I just ask that, you know, you already know how we flow, me and the unknown preacher LA. So I just want to thank you, Lord God, for this opportunity. Because truly, it is a grace. It is a grace, and I don't take it lightly. So, that being said, thank you, Jesus, and for another chance. And I'm ready to rock in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. You know, you're a special kind of person, Mona. That's that's what I'm talking about. And you know, your children, they know your heart, right? And they know everything you do out of love. So I think what I've learned, and this is what I have to constantly tell myself when I drive the car off the road, is that I really have to work on forgiving myself and then moving forward. So I'm glad that you said the prayer. I'm glad you were transparent, but I hope that's that moving beyond, moving past that moment now where you forgiving yourself.
Yeah, I'm over it.
Okay, good.
Because tomorrow I might have to blast them again.
And your turnaround time is quick because usually it's like the next day. You're like, maybe, you know, but
nah, man.
Yeah, you did a good turnaround.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, well, yes. You know what? Honestly, in all transparency, I was like, God, let me just get in my corner. And the Holy Spirit said, no, I want you to confess on air.
Wow.
Confess on air and repent, you know, repent out in the open. You know what I mean? Because that's really what it's about. When you're a minister of the gospel of Jesus Christ, when you're an unknown preacher, that's what we have to do. We have to lead by example. And so, you know, I'm not ashamed. You know, I've come a mighty long way. God cleaned me up, you know, from a life of destruction and, you know, all types of things that, you know, I still can't even imagine where God brought me from. And so, you know, I just, it, look, it is what it is. You know, we make mistakes and yeah. I love what you said about, you know, forgiving yourself because it's so true. We are our worst critics, our own worst critics. And the devil does such a good, he lives in that. And us just keeping our own self in bondage when Jesus Christ, you know, he died for us to live and more abundantly according to John 10:10. But it's the deceiver. He comes to steal, kill, and destroy, to destroy our lineage and to kill our, you know, our destiny and, you know, later for that. You know what I'm saying? So it's very simple, you know, just being reconciled back to God and, you know, just like it's every day is a learning experience. Every day, if we're not challenged every day, then it's like I question what the heck are you doing? Are you just gaming all day or like, what are you doing? Cause out here in this world, there's challenges every day. And so we grow and our character is really built in those challenges. You know what I'm saying? So I just really love what you said about forgiveness. I'm going to put that on a post-it and just like kind of stick it on my forehead. And every like 5 minutes, I'm going to just take my mirror out and be like, okay, true.
Yes. And we learn through our own stumbles. So, yeah, it didn't just, you know, I had to go through that journey. So, but I also know that the devil will get in our heads. And then when we do mess up, it's constantly telling us we're not good enough. We're not equipped. We don't know what we're doing. And so we just have to stay focused because the war is real.
I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
Well, I just love how you said war because, you know, sometimes we feel like God is, you know, being a, it was once said to me and I forgot because it was so years ago, but that people think that your life gets easier when you get saved. Mm. And the reality is that it sometimes in some ways it can become more hectic. You know what I mean? Because the plan is to always keep us Holy Spirit, how can I say this? Give me the right words.
In line.
Did you say in line?
Yeah.
No, as far as when you said we're in a war.
Okay.
And I guess, you know, I use the scripture John 10:10. You know, Jesus came to give us life and more abundantly. The adversary comes to kill, steal, and to destroy. And I think sometimes we take that, you know, there have been times in my life where I've read the Bible and it was just like I read it and, you know, I didn't read it with any real revelation. When you have revelation, you know, and the Holy Spirit opens your eyes to the mysteries of the Word of God. you recognize that he's not, God ain't lying about his word. He's not lying about what he, when he says that the devil comes to steal, kill, and destroy, that in fact is what he is trying to do. You know, when the word says that Jesus Christ gives us life and more abundantly, that is what Jesus does. That is what he provides. He provides light. He provides love. He provides patience. He provides character. He provides, you know, success. That is what he provides, you know. So correlating to what you were saying about war, it really is. I mean, every day we're in a battle, you know, a supernatural battle with forces that we cannot see. And so, you know, being able to see clearly and vividly it takes us to really humble ourselves, to continuously humble ourselves and allow God to show us the areas where we need improvement, and to also show us how we can lead other people righteously in the way that he would have us to lead people. And a lot of that, most of it, it just looks like always humbling yourself and always, you know, letting God have his way and giving God his glory. And sometimes that, honestly, brother, sometimes that's very, very painful.
Yeah. I couldn't agree with you more. And standing up for what we believe and what we know to be true, that's when, like, when everyone around you is saying go left and you know God wants us to go right, you know, do we have courage? Are we fearless enough to say, no, I'm going right. I don't care what you all are doing. You know, so,
yeah. As I'm going to use your words, and see, when you said that, I went right to. You always going right to something. I'll be like, where he going right to?
So that this little brain just start the wheels turn.
You're always on point. But when you said that, I went right to the righteous being as bold as a lion. You know, and we see even now what's going on in the world, not even in our country, but in the world. You know, there's opportunities every day for us to stand firm in what and who we believe in. It doesn't change because of what's going on around us. You know, what we believe should not, you know, be... Holy Spirit, give me the right words to say. What we believe should not be deterred, if that's the right word, by the things that are happening around us, by our professions, by our passions, by our pastimes, by our pastors, by our anything. Anything is, do you believe in Christ or don't you?
Yeah.
Do you live for Christ or don't you? Do you have the fruits of you? My God, I give you the glory. Do you have the fruits, the evidence that you live for Christ, or don't you? There's no gray area. It's black or white. Either you in or you out. You know what I'm saying? So when you spoke about, you know, just your beliefs and being firm, this is definitely a time that we can rise up and be firm. And to me, the best way to do that is to be a servant leader.
Yes.
To be a servant leader. And I know you know all about that. Come on, hit me with it. Come on, give me some. Come on.
No, I believe it. And I'll say this too. So I'm going to flip it a little. And because I just thought of something else. Like, you made me think of this. So did you watch the Grammys? Or I know the answer. I'm pretty certain I know the answer. But I'm asking anyway.
Okay, so you know the answer.
I think so.
Mm-hmm. Did I watch the Grammys?
So you're asking me now the question that I ask you.
I'm just making sure that I comprehend the question. Okay.
Yeah,
you said you're asking the question and you said you're pretty sure you know the answer.
That's right.
Okay,
that's
cool, right. Did I watch the Grammys? Heck no.
Yeah, see, that I knew it. Neither did I.
You always think you know me so well. How you know? And if you knew, then why'd you ask me the question?
Because I want to make a point about standing firm. So, number one, I'm going to call them out because I haven't watched the Grammys in years. But number two, we need a gospel Grammy. So that's where I'm going with this. There's no showcase. They don't do a real good job of showing the gospel talent. You know, it's like we had the table in the back of the restaurant near the restroom. And it's like, come on, man. You know, there's some talented people here. So, because I know Tasha Cobb and CeCe won awards, but I don't remember hearing any, you know. And I know we don't do it for recognition, but that's just one of the reasons. And that's what I mean by standing, one of the examples of standing firm. Yeah. I am standing firm and protesting against the Grammys. And if they put Jesus in there a little more, then we can talk.
Wow. That, man, there's so much that this is challenging right now for me because it's challenging because bro, I think you opened up a can of worms on this one. I don't think this is all right. I'm gonna rock with you because you opened this up and I'm gonna allow Holy Spirit just to. Here's the deal. Let me correlate it to this. Mm-hmm. At the job that I work at, elementary school. This is all very relative. Yeah. I work at an elementary school, and I know that I was assigned to that school for a season. Mm-hmm. And what I vow to do is every day learn something, accept the challenge, walk in humility. And the Holy Spirit today, as I was leaving and, you know, making my way to the car to drive away, the Holy Spirit started ministering to me. And the Holy Spirit said, just know that everything that you do, your recognition is going to come from me. If at any point in time you take your focus off of doing what you do for the glory of God, you failed. Those weren't the words verbatim. But basically what the Holy Spirit was saying is that he was reminding me that sometimes we look for recognition. My God, I give you the glory. Sometimes we look for recognition in a system that will never embrace us because they lack the capacity. Yeah. So I will correlate that to the Grammys or any other award ceremony, even if it's for the gospel, because what we see is that every artist that says that they love Jesus mm-hmm. doesn't showcase the fruits of Jesus Christ. We don't care what you try to claim yourself to be. We don't care what mantle you have, what church you serve at. We don't care who your pastor is. We don't care. Where are your fruits? Do your fruits say that you are an honorable man or woman of God? Are you holy? God said, I am holy, so be ye holy. God said, worship me in spirit and in truth. So do we worship God in his spirit? And so when we try to take those commandments, those not characteristics, but when we try to take those standards, my God, and squeeze them into a system that truly doesn't fully honor God, Jesus, our Lord and Savior, Yeshua, the Messiah, the Christ, we're never really going to get the recognition that we deserve. And so it's great to win awards. It's great to be recognized. But man will flip on you in a minute, baby. They say they love you in a minute. And the next minute, they're looking at you sideways. They're looking at you crazy. So that's the way I kind of look at it. This is why I don't always, I don't indulge in, you know, certain things, and I may be very extreme, you know, and we've talked a little bit about this off screen. You know, we both come from the entertainment industry, you know what I mean? And for me personally, God allowed me to get to a certain point, and then everything ceased. And I believe that cease and desist that occurred because of the mercy of God.
Mm-hmm. You dropped the mic though on what you said about recognition. I totally agree with that, and I thank God, like you just said about our backgrounds in entertainment. I thank God that I didn't go as far as I potentially could have, and who knows what that life would have looked like. And I look back now and I thank God every time I think about it, because at that time I didn't know, like, he really was shielding me from a world that I really don't want any part of, and things could have looked very differently. So, you just dropped the mic. So we'll, now you also made a confession, and you made me think about something else too, about being transparent. So I'm going to be transparent as well. I was giving you the business about you, House, last time you were on. And you're like, he's from Arkansas. And I'm like, no, he's not. And I'm like, you know, let it go, Muna. But so I want our listeners to know you were right. It was the same U House. So
to God be the glory.
I give you props.
Amen. Well, you know what? That's a very distinct name. And so for everybody, just so that you know, I met U House as Dr. U House, and I didn't know until later on that he was into the entertainment industry. And when I say when we say entertainment, we're not talking about, you know what I'm saying, the other side. We're talking about we're talking about ministering to God, because we're not entertainers, we're ministers of music. And God uses us with our artistic flair to bring out to bring his glory. Matthew chapter 6 says, "Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven." And in heaven, there is a host of angels that their assignment is to just cry, "Holy, holy, holy, holy is the Lamb." And so if we can't, my God, I give you the glory. If we can't even glorify God here on earth, then how is it that we're trying to get to the New Jerusalem, where we're going to live in unity with God, and we don't even give him his props here on earth? So that's really what it's all about. And so anyway, correlating that to what you were saying, you know, I did not know that he was into the industry. And I used to have the first episode, the Unknown Preacher LA was talking about how, you know, I came from the industry. And so I did have a show on another gospel radio network a while back. And so I had Dr. U House come on because we were talking about health and wellness. And so that's when I learned that he was, you know, in the industry. And so when you said, and that name, like, come on, there's certain names. Like, my name is Muna, M-U-N-A-H, y'all. Like, that's the name. You hear it one time and you're like, oh, wait a minute. There's certain names that you like, Alonso. You know, first of all, with Alonso, when I first met you, I was like, this guy's name is Bill. You know what I'm saying? this guy's name is Jack. His name is Joffrey. You know what I'm saying? When you say Alonso, I'm like, Alonso? You know what I'm saying? You know, there's just certain names that are very, very powerful that you never, ever forget. And so that's why when you said, we're going to have U House, I'm like, reel it back, rewind, you know, let's get some clearance on that. So that's why. So but I'm this is gonna be dope, because I've never actually heard him. I've seen him on YouTube and stuff like that, but I've never heard him in the flesh. It's always so much better, ladies and gentlemen.
It really is,
right? When you're like in it up close and personal, that's what it's really all about, because then you could really Well, when the anointing is there, it doesn't matter. You'll feel it, you know, over the air. But just to be there, sometimes you got to really be in the building in order to, you know, there's just something there for you. So, you know, I don't know. Are you putting it out there? Are you advertising and putting it out there?
Speaking of which, let me say this real quick for our listeners, if I can. Am I okay? Can I do it?
Yeah, go okay. For it.
All right, so we're bringing the power of praise to Fresh Anointed Tabernacle Deliverance. That's in Henderson on March 7th, 7 p.m. D.S. Will, Christian rappers Sosa Brown and Nick Is, Christian rapper U-House, gospel singer Natasha, gospel singer Humble, Christian rapper Miles B., and gospel singer, our very own Muna.
Ooh, yeah,
free food,
yeah,
free music, and free fellowship.
Come on, be there. Yeah, I'm so excited. I'm so excited about it. My prayer for that evening, and this is just me personally, for what I want to bring to the table. You know, one of the things that I always tell my children when we go places, we're on an assignment. You know, to bring something to the table. It's not always, oh yeah, well, what is it that, you know, we're going to get when we go there, or what, you know, what are we going to walk away? No, what are we going to bring to the table? So what I want to bring to the table for that evening is just total submission unto the Lord and to what God will do through me in order for people to feel the glory of God, for people to be reconciled back to Him, for people to, you know, bask in more in His ambiance. That is my personal goal. I think that is so important as ministers of the gospel, or whatever we do, ministers of the gospel, whether it be through music or preaching.
This episode is brought to you by the Black Farmers Hub and by Peanut and Zeb's Grocery Stores. Both serve as a platform for Black farmers and food and beverage makers, inspired by their family legacies with a mission to provide a platform for Black and Brown farmers. Support their work by visiting thesweeterjuice.com as they consistently advocate for food sovereignty and assist with alleviating food apartheid. The Black Farmers Hub and Peanut and Zeb's Grocery Stores.
Teaching or podcast or whatever facet of Jesus Christ it is, we should always have a goal for whatever we're doing. You know what I mean? And this is why it's so significant to walk in a spirit of humility and allow God to really use us. You know, God doesn't, today is the 6th. So Proverbs 6 talks about, the 7 things that God hates. H-A-T-E is a very strong word. I learned when I was very young, because I used to use that word all the time. And my grandmother was like, you know, that is the worst word. That's like a curse word. And I was like, what you mean? Like, I hate this. I hate that. And she said, hate actually is so strong that it means that you want someone or something dead. But so that vulgarity, the word hate, to think that God can actually be associated with that word, sometimes is very far-fetched. But there are things that God hates. And so 6 of those things is an abomination to Him. And the first thing is a proud look. And the second thing is a lying tongue. And so, again, one of the reasons why, you know, we should always be open to be in a position to just be honest. And sometimes as ministers, things occur, things happen in our lives. We be going through, like how the unknown preacher LA said, you know, it's a war, you know, like soldiers be getting tatted up, whether you could be the best soldier on the force, but it does not mean that when you go into battle, you don't come out with wounds. You know what I'm saying? Like we get battle scars. You know what I mean? And so the way to continue, right here, man. The way to, you know, continue to stay on top is to, you know, walk in the alignment of God. I don't even know how I got on this, but I know it was correlating to the goal of you know, our.
We were talking about the music. We were talking about the ministry and
But I was correlating that to March 7th because that's really my individual goal, you know, just for how I'm gonna, what I'm gonna bring to the table for that power of praise, you know what I mean, for that evening. And it's such a, it's a grace, truly. It's an honor and it's a grace to be able to come before God and serve his people through a talent that God has, a gift and a talent that God has blessed me with, you know what I mean? So I'm really, really excited. I'm so excited about meeting the other artists and, you know, just seeing, you know, it's going to be dope. Bishop's going to be in the house, you know, Bishop's going to be feeling, Bishop loves music, you know, his church is, his church be rocking. That music is, their choir is off the chain. So, you know, Bishop is, I could just visualize him in the corner like, yeah, getting down, you know what I mean? So I'm excited. I'm so excited.
I am too. And I know all the artists, so I'm looking forward to Bishop and the choir, if they're available. It is. It's going to be some good happenings, man. It's going to be some good happenings. So. And why you laugh?
Good happenings.
Yeah, I got to, hey, I got to.
Now, is that just country twang or is that true? No, but is that country twang or is that just something you said? Good happenings? Break that down. What does that mean?
That's the urban lingo. See, I got to cater to the entire audience, not just.
I can't
appear too stuffy, you know?
Okay, true. You said, you said
flip we can't it up once stuffy? In a while. Huh?
Did you say we can't be too stuffy is what you said?
I said I can't. You're never stuffy, Mona, so I'm talking about me.
Okay. No, you're good. You know what I love about your approach, though? Because you just come out of left field and, like, you're, like, the way you say it is just so, what is the word for it? I can't, it's like a completely different bracket. It's a completely different bracket. You know what I'm saying? Because it's like, you don't expect it. A lot of stuff, like, you're like, yeah, it's going to be a good happenings. Like, no one expected you to say something like that. Like, why would you even, you know, like, but yeah, anyway, I'm down for it. I'm down for it totally all the way.
I'm looking forward to it. So, you know, we're at this, 30-minute mark. And y'all said, normally, we'll say, okay, thank you, Mona. When we come back, I'll have a guest on. But Mona then gave me the business, y'all. You know, we need a show with just us. I want us to just us to be on the show.
Why you got to say that on the air? Don't tell them.
Am I lying?
No, you're not lying, but I don't want people to know that I'm behind the scenes giving you the business. Oh my gosh. You're supposed to treat it like it's your idea. Like, you're like, you know what? Mona and I, we just flow so greatly together. It's good. It's good happenings. So I just felt the urge in my soul. Like, oh my gosh.
So don't tell them I was strong on.
I don't care. Wait a minute. Nobody strong armed you, Mr. Law Enforcement. Nobody. Okay, yeah, I kind of did. I did because, like, don't be doing that, you know? Because it's like we talk for 15 minutes and you're like, okay, well, hey, Mona, thank you, my sister. And I'm like, ew, that is, first of all, it's rude and it's disrespectful.
It's not rude.
Yes.
If you didn't know, it would be rude and disrespectful. I said, hey, look, here's the time. I'm having such and such on as a guest, so I have to transition.
No.
And then our sponsors, the people who pay for us to, you know, talk about, give them their commercial time. I got to insert that in somewhere. So what better time after you and I, you know, do our little monologue?
No. You know what? No, it's and that's very imperative because we appreciate it's very imperative because without the sponsors, I mean, you know, the people that are giving into the ministry, they should always get recognition. You know what I mean? But
I'm messing with you. I'm giving you the business.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay. Yeah. All right. Yeah, don't.
You're
don't
getting all serious on.
I was. I said, let me shape up. Let's shape up. You started talking about the sponsors. I'm like, oh, no. Okay.
No. I find, well, were you? Is something else you got to say? I'll see it after.
No, I'm waiting for your next batch of malarkey. I'm waiting for I'm waiting for how you gonna shift. Go ahead.
I try to shift appropriately. Right?
Okay. No, you're doing good. I can honestly say that you're doing good. You're really doing good. I have to, before you shift though.
Okay.
Do you mind if, would it be appropriate if I shift?
No, go ahead. It's your world.
Okay, so I do remember giving you some homework.
Oh man, what is this?
No, you did not say what is this? Yeah, because you want to blast me on air, so I'm a hand it back. I'm a retaliate. Okay. So,
I have an MBA, Mona.
You have a what?
MBA. And you give me homework.
Yes, absolutely. I already told you. Listen, for our listeners, just know, not only did I give him homework, but I gave him an assigned date. I gave him about four things. They were very easy questions. And, you know, the unknown preacher LA, he tried to straight skate. He tried to skate. And he's up here talking about how he has an MBA. He's all law enforcement. So I think he feels like, he's going to intimidate me. But listen, I don't care. Okay. And when I give homework, I'm expecting to at least get the email back. So you're going to have to wing it now, since you didn't submit the homework on the time that I gave you. Let's just rock out. Can you just flex with me really quickly?
So, well, all right, I'll let you go. Go ahead with the homework. Tell everyone the homework assignment.
So the homework was very easy. It was just, or very simple, I should say. Maybe not easy, but simple.
Yeah.
The homework was for you to research your first and your middle name,
mm-hmm.
and the homework was basically to find out from God's approach who you are and what you're ordained to be and what you're destined to be, and if the walks of life that you're living right now correlate to that. If you're actually, according to your ordained name given to you by God, right? Because all of our names, I believe, come from mostly from our from God through our parents or through a God father or grandmother. You know, those names, are we living up to those standards? So I know you said that you knew what Alonso meant, but what is your middle name? Can you say it on air? Do you mind?
I don't mind, but then I do, because I'm like, on the law enforcement hat says, man, someone could steal my identity if I give my middle name. But I got all my credit and everything blocked, so I'm not too worried about that. But so spirit of transparency. I started the email with, I want to follow your request, but I don't have time to write an academic report, because that's what you wanted. You wanted an academic style paper. I said that is, so that's how I was going to start. But I did do my homework to look into all this. So I'll start with Alonso, right?
Okay.
So it has German and Spanish, actually also Italian origins. Mm. Alonso means noble, brave, eager, and ready for battle. And so I think the adjectives associated with Alonso are pretty comparable to who I am, I think so. I have principles. I've said fearless numerous times on this show, and I think I've demonstrated that in different capacities in life. Very decisive. Anyone who knows me, I don't hesitate on making a decision, and ready for a course of action. So I'll say I'm prepared for war and ready for battle. And so there weren't really any surprises, because I think that was one of the questions. What was I surprised about, or something to that effect, right?
Right.
Yeah. And so I'll go with my middle name. The middle name is Zell. That was my father's name.
Mm-hmm.
And those origins are in the U.S. It's a surname. And mm-hmm. Zell means open-mindedness, contribution, and decisiveness. And so, as I said earlier, very firm on decisions. I rarely second guess myself. And it also means generous, too. And so, Zeb also means, let me see right here, it says live by one's own rules. And I'm like, man, this is a drop the mic moment, because this is just, those who know me, it's pretty consistent.
Wow.
Demonstrates rational reactions instead of emotional.
Wow.
And sympathetic for others. So I don't have to say much on that. I think those who know me again. So, yeah, there we go. See, I did the work.
Wow. Well, you know what? Kudos to you. Thank you for, you know, doing the assignment. Yes, I would have rather to be academic. No, I'm just kidding. Because, you know what? I'm just kidding.
No, I wouldn't mind. I'd really, it's just, you know what? All the balls in the air that we juggle, so.
I understand. I truly understand. And the fact that you even did it, it just shows, you know, your chutzpah and your strength, you know what I mean? And so the main reason that, you know, this assignment, this is something that we, that the Holy Spirit really laid on my heart, about a month ago. It was just like very random. One of those random Holy Spirit moments when I'm just talking to the Lord, and he had me to research my name, and my name is Muna Aziza. And usually the Aziza is A-Z-I-Z-A, but the way that I spell it is, or the way that, you know, my family introduced it is A-Z-Y-Z-A-H. So there's some uniqueness to it. And one of the things about me is that I'm a very unique person. And so when Holy Spirit, you know, gave me this assignment to research my name, my mother had a certain definition. She kind of made up a definition or a meaning of my name that I knew, you know, pretty much all my life. But then when I started to research it in the origins from India and Africa, and it's also a Hebrew name. I mean, it just really blew my mind. And what was so interesting, just similar to yours, is that I have it. There's just so much. Like, there's no coincidence to the characteristics that I have and the way that they attach to my name and who I am. And really what it did is it helped me to form a better understanding of who I am in Christ Jesus, who I am growing into, who I'm supposed to be, but also the walk that I'm walking now in Christ Jesus, and really why I had so many struggles when I was younger, you know what I mean? Yeah. And so for parents, I just want to encourage you, you know, when you're, you know, you name your children, and some of us as parents put so much meaning into it, we really have to teach our children from a young age who they are through their names, you know, of course, through Jesus Christ, but their name, something so simple. Like, look, I tell my children, this is your name, this is what it means, and this is who you are, truly. And I had no idea when, you know, when we were naming the children, you know, our children, that they would really become, you know, step into these roles.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And so that was the main reason, you know, the reason why I know Holy Spirit gave me that assignment, and I've just been sharing it because it really is powerful. Because some people, listen, you can be in your 80s, your 70s, your 60s, and not know your purpose. Not
use that word.
Yeah, purpose.
Yeah, but with names, like, they're so powerful, and that's what a name does. It helps you identify your purpose.
Case in point, Abram, when he became Abraham.
Yeah, Sarai. I was going to say that too. Yes.
Right? No, yes. You be thinking we all, you know. No, but listen, seriously, Sarai, she became Sarah. Jacob or Jacob became Israel. Yeah. You know what I mean? So their purpose was, my God, I give you the glory, was defined when God changed their name. And so anytime they're elevated, your name changes, right? Let's say, like, marriage, right? When you get married, your wife, your spouse takes on your name. It's an elevation. When you in your profession, climbed the ladder, every time that you got elevated, you got a new title, you got a new name. And so really the names, just like, you know, the unknown preacher.
Check out part two of Parents Understand this Wednesday on all podcast platforms. The Unknown Preacher LA. God bless. It's the unknown. Unknown. It's the unknown. Unknown preacher.